image of Disability Arts History Australia logo, government policy, strategy, funding in disability arts in Australia, 1970s to 2020s. Image of dollar sign, infographic features a vertical timeline with icons, decades and policy milestones, 1970s, disability arts / arts and disability in schools, residential, community, and non-mainstream settings. Australia Council for the Arts Funding for Projects, Australian Theatre of the Deaf, Lorna Hodgkinson Sunshine Home, Braille and Talking Book Library Awards, 1980s, Campaigns for Access, Inclusion and Representation, 1981 International Year of Disabled Persons, a catalyst for projects. Australia Council for the Arts notes Commissioning of Study on Arts and Disability 1979 to 80 to 81 annual reports and publishes The Arts and People with Disabilities, a Code of Practice for Arts Organisations in 1989. Australia Council for the Arts funds Access Arts Organisations, e.g. Arts Access Society Victoria, established 1974, Access Arts, established 1983. 1990s, publication of guides, toolkits, and resources. Australia Council for the Arts releases its first Disability Action Plan, publishes key resources, Arts and Disability Report by Juliet London and Des Walsh in 1995, Making the Arts Work for Everyone, a resource and information kit, in partnership with Arts Access Victoria in 1995, Disability Factbook for each state in partnership with Arts Access Australia, formerly DADAA National Network, in 1998, and Access All Areas, Guidelines for Marketing the Arts to People with Disabilities, in partnership with Arts Access Australia, formerly DADAA National Network, in 1999. Australia Council for the Arts continues to fund projects, programs, and organizations. 2000s, implementation of policy. Australia Council starts publishing key economic studies showing the participation of D/deaf, disabled and neurodivergent people, e.g. Don't Give Up Your Day Job, an economic study of professional artists in Australia by David Throsby and Katya Patetskaya in 2003. Australia Council for the Arts publishes reports profiling arts and disability, disability arts organisations, including Australian Arts Snapshots, Disability and the Arts in 2002, and in collaboration with Arts Access Australia, Making the Journey, Arts and Disability in Australia by Mary Hutchison in 2005. The Cultural Ministers' Council launches first National Arts and Disability Strategy in 2009. Victorian Government Commissions, picture this, Increasing the Cultural Participation of People with a Disability in Victoria in 2009. 2010s, Funding for Projects, Artists and Arts Organisations. DADAA in Western Australia, in partnership with Arts Access Australia, publishes Artworks, Employment in the Arts for People with Disability in 2012, including information about key barriers. Data publishes evaluation of year-long mentoring program in 2014. Australian Office for the Arts presents draft of proposed Creative Australia National Cultural Policy in 2013, critiqued for use of language referencing tolerance of D/deaf, disabled and neurodivergent artists. Ennis Zwalla's Arts and Disability Partnership announces $475,000 funding for projects, artists and organisations in 2015. Screen Australia publishes Seeing Ourselves report on disability and screen in 2016, with follow-up report in 2023. South Australian Film Corporation presents Disability Screen Strategy in 2018. Australia Council for the Arts produces further economic studies, including information on participation of D/deaf, disabled and neurodivergent people in the arts, e.g. Making Artwork, an economic study of professional artists in Australia in 2017. Australia Council for the Arts announces provision $1 million commitment to grants funding specifically for DE deaf, disabled, neurodivergent artists in 2014, further investment in 2018, publishes Creating Pathways, Insights on Support for Artists with Disability, report in 2018. Meeting of Cultural Ministers reports on evaluation of the National Arts and Disability Strategy in 2009 to 2012 and 2013 to 2015 publishes Research Overview Arts and Disability in Australia in 2018 and findings of public consultation on National Arts and Disability Strategy in 2019. National Disability Insurance Scheme launched, rolled out nationwide by 2020, affects landscape of funding for arts and disability arts in Australia. 2020s, recognition of DDEF disabled and neurodivergent artists' role and leadership. Australian Government Office for the Arts launches new national cultural policy revive in 2023. Creative Australia, known as Australia Council for the Arts 1975 to 2012 and Australia Council 2013 to 2022, releases further information on participation of DDEF, disabled and neurodivergent people in the arts. Artists as Workers, an Eoconomic Study of Professional Artists in Australia by David Throsby and Katia Peteskaya in 2024. Creative Australia releases Towards Equity, a research overview of diversity in the arts in 2022, Building Strong Foundations, research on arts and disability needs and opportunities in 2024, and Equity, the Arts and Disability Associated Plan in 2024, including commitment to funding for accessibility, employment and regular arts and disability forum, and development of a code of conduct guidelines in partnership with Office for the Arts and Screen Australia. Screen Australia launches an Access Coordinator Program/Training Program in 2023. Queensland Government launches Arts and Disability Plan 2024 to 2026. Image of Australian Research Council, Creative Australia, Arts Access Victoria, QUT, University of Melbourne, and Curtin University Logos –